guys, welcome to the Rebecca Weiss podcast. I'm joined with one of my all-time favorite people. I'm talking about Pastor Keenan Bridges is here.
Thank you. You're one of my favorites too.
Hey, yeah. Thank you. Fun fact, I saw you like 10 years ago on Sid Roth.
Wow.
And I remember telling my now late father, I said, we need to have this guy on.
Yeah.
And now the rest is history. You're here now. Well, we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because I see it so prevalent in our culture today, is victimhood, victimization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's kind of making themselves into a victim, and it's being pushed on people to see themselves that way, to see themselves as oppressed or victims.
Yes.
But that's not how scripture tells us to view ourselves.
Absolutely.
So I wanted you to give us your insight on victimhood and how it's prevailing our culture and the effects it has on people.
Yeah, victimhood has become an ideology in the culture. It's taught on the highest levels and at the lowest levels. So from the time kids go to school, they're taught victimhood. We have what we call critical race theory is an example of it, where it's basically a caste system where you're teaching kids that based on their melanin, which is a chemical in your skin, determines what you can and can't do, which is basically, it's a slave system. And slavery is not just about one ethnic group over the other. The demonic enslaves, you know, so Satan is a slave master, whether he enslaves people physically or mentally or spiritually. So Jesus came to liberate us. So any mindset that makes me a victim is demonic. And it should be seen as such, and it should not be embraced. But the problem is that, like I've said before, some people have experienced legitimate abuse or legitimate trauma, right? Yeah. You can't control what happened to you. Kenneth Hagin would always say, you can't control the birds that fly over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest on top of your head. And I think a lot of people are allowing the enemy to build a nest on their head by allowing their trauma to manipulate them and cause them to embrace an ideology that makes them powerless. Any ideology that makes us powerless is not a healthy ideology. So you have to really examine, you know, what is my belief system? You know, am I empowered by this? Am I disempowered by this? Am I blame shifting or am I taking responsibility? And I know because I was a victim of a victim mentality. So I know how it operates. Yeah.
Can you speak to your own personal experience?
Yeah. I think for me, growing up in the South and just having all the, you know, the stories, my grandparents were almost 100 when they died and they had 14 kids in the South. And so my great-great-grandfather was biracial. And so, you know, there were things that he couldn't do because of race and because of culture. He couldn't eat at a restaurant. He couldn't go to a public bathroom. I mean, these were laws that were there. And so the trauma of their discrimination was passed down to us.
Mm.
So we now went through life saying, well, man, we're inherently discriminated against. And I'll never forget when I had an experience. I remember I was in a situation where I felt like I was being discriminated against. And I said, God, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. You know, this is wrong. And I said, when are you going to take this reproach away? And he spoke to me in almost an audible voice. He said, I already did. I did it in my son, Jesus Christ. He said, and you are not a victim. He said, no one has power over you except what you give them. And I was like, wow. And then he began to take me down this path. And I can say honestly, I was delivered from a spirit of victimhood. And once you're delivered, it's basically like looking at the world through a different lens, right? You don't look through the lens of victimhood. You look through the lens of empowerment.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for somebody to mistreat me. I'm looking for those I can help, I can assist, I can be a blessing to. So it changes your lenses and it changes your world. You know, you can be on the same planet and live in a different world.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah.
Because your belief affects how
Absolutely.
You see the whole world.
Absolutely.
And the faith that it talks about in the Bible, it's about what is unseen.
Absolutely.
The spiritual realm.
Absolutely.
And how we believe, what our faith is, determines how we live our lives, how we see things.
Absolutely.
And so addressing the belief systems that are rooted in our mind and in our hearts and our souls.
That's right.
Because when you've been wounded, you've experienced real trauma.
Yep.
There can be false beliefs that are attached to that.
Absolutely.
And so what you have to do is partner with the Holy Spirit and address the wounds. And then, like you said, he spoke the truth over you. Because even whatever happened to you in the physical, because you don't deny, you don't like repress your real experiences.
Absolutely.
But you have to process them and bring them to the Lord. And you have to allow him to speak his truth over you. As he heals you, he also speaks truth that you are not a victim. You are victorious in Christ, because we take off the old and we put on the new and we put on his victory. For we've been crucified with Christ. No longer I live, but Christ who lives within me.
Absolutely.
So we are now, the moment we get born again, that's why it talks about being born again. That's why we baptize. It's a symbolic picture of entering into Jesus' death and then resurrecting into his new life.
Yes.
You're born again.
Absolutely.
And so we haven't received our new bodies yet, but we've been born again in our spirit. And one day we will be receiving our new bodies.
Absolutely.
So it's so important as we are on this earth, we have to get a faith perspective. We have to see things from God's perspective and say, okay, I've been put on this earth for a reason. I have a purpose and I need to walk in the fullness of what God has for me. Where the devil ensnares us is when he gets into the wounds of our soul and he tries to, like you said, build that nest on the head and let that sit on you and let that affect you so you're not walking in the full victory that God has for you.
Absolutely.
And it'll affect your decisions. It'll affect your relationships. You are even referring to something very powerful, generational trauma, generational offense. There's a lot of different generational things that can happen.
Absolutely.
And so for people who are listening, it's important too, from a generational perspective, to get healing, not only for you, but for your children who will pass, who will go after you.
Absolutely.
I was telling my husband, I said, your floor, your ceiling is our son's floor.
Absolutely.
They stand on our shoulders so we can do better so that they can go farther.
Yeah.
But all of what you're saying is so important. For the people who are listening, how do they address the lies so they can experience true freedom and experience the victory they have in Christ?
Yeah, every area of bondage in a believer's life is rooted in a lie they've believed. So John 8:32 gives us the formula. He says, if you continue in my word, that's the first thing. Whatever is your stimulus has to change. Whatever is coming into your eye gates, your ear gates, that has to change. Because if you are feeding on victimhood, you will become a victim. But if you're feeding on the word of God, you'll walk in victory. So Jesus says, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. Then Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That means we have to go through the renovation process and allow God to destroy or to demolish, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, to demolish the strongholds, fear, inferiority, bitterness, resentment, rejection. These are bricks in the stronghold in a believer's life, and they have to be torn down. And once they're torn down, the enemy loses his power, because demonic strongholds occupy structures. And once we demolish those structures, those demonic powers become homeless.
They have nothing to stand on.
They have nothing to stand on, nothing to live in. And so that's the first thing, is knowing our identity in Christ. That's such a powerful thing. If people understood who they were, because the trauma is designed to give you a false identity.
Yeah.
You begin to embrace what happened to you versus who you are, right? Now you begin to function as the abused instead of functioning as somebody who's in power. So the enemy uses these things to manipulate us. So once we recognize them, we can now renounce them and say, you know, I'm not a victim. I'm not. Yes, I may have been molested. Yes, I may have been abused. Yes, I went through spiritual abuse, but that's not who I am. And that's not my destiny. Yeah.
Exactly. Because who you are is who God created you to
Absolutely.
Be. And he can free you from what's happened to you. He can heal you. You can start again.
Absolutely.
Can you say a prayer for the people who are listening to experience that freedom?
Yeah. Father, I thank you for everybody listening. And right now, we just take authority over every lie that people have believed, every deception that people have come into agreement with. And we ask that you would shine your light of truth. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come as the helper and to help your people to know the truth. We will know the truth, and the truth makes us free. I thank you for supernatural deliverance and healing and freedom right now, that Lord, in this moment, you will do in this moment what would take us 20 years to do on our own. So we give you permission to work. Holy Spirit, have your way. Yeah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You heard it here first. You are not what happened to you.
Yeah.
You are who God says you are, who He predestined you to be in Christ before the foundation of the world, like it says in Ephesians 1. Be encouraged by this word today. Thank you so much,
Thank
Dr.
For
Bridges,
having me.
For being here. Come back when we can have more time.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
God bless.